You are now on air.
Audio month day number 4. The audio date is 11.04.2019. Current time is 05:23 a.m. Eastern time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. And yes, I do have the morning coffee this morning, folks. First sip of the day. From the first cup of the day. And it is tasting mighty fine. Good morning, folks. Rich Roberts, at Fireman Rich here on Anchor, as well as over there on Twitter. And we are here for day number 4 for Napod Pomo month, an audio month. Audio month number 2019. It's the original audio month. We're going to take a little turning course here. One of the things I do here on this Anchor, my mainstay for audio on this thing called the internet, where I put my voice, where you can hear my voice, where you can hear my audio, and is doing something that I started on another audio platform called Dialogue, and I started out doing the morning dialogue, and then that platform, just like previous audio platforms that have come and gone, is no more. So I started doing it here on Anchor, calling it Anchor Morning Audio. So technically, when you listen to that, I guess I am a podcaster because it's a little bit structured. And what the whole premise of the Anchor Morning Audio is to do an audio talking about something that's positive, good in nature, and such. So I like talking about these types of either a story or article or something like that. And if I present it, that means I'm really invested my interest into it and stuff. And this is an article that I guess I've been holding off and stuff like that. That I really haven't done too many anchor morning audios and stuff. I'm trying to get back to the old school type audio, and that's one of the good things about Napod Pomo presents for this audio month, is to get back into that and doing that. But I want to read this article because it's a pretty good article, and you can see what the general subject matter is. It's drinking enough water, H2O. I didn't put a question mark, I just left it out there as a title. But are you? And it's something you should be asking yourself, because here in the United States, Americans who drink this much water a day are more likely to report feeling, quote, very happy. And I guess the main interest in this article is that, let me see if I can get to the app. I've got this app, it's called Drink Water Reminder. And I have hit 200 days of drinking 121 ounces of water per day to keep hydrated. And that's what this article is going to go ahead and talk about here. But is drinking water the secret to feeling happy? I don't know. I've been doing it for 200 days now, and not to say I'm totally happy, but it keeps me, I think, I maybe it's just something in the mind or something like that, but I have been going to the bathroom a little bit more than normal, but that's because I've been hydrating a little bit more and drinking the coffee along with drinking the water. But you want to make sure you have the bathrooms in the general location. of such, especially if you're older. But is drinking water the secret to feeling happy? Probably not, but there is a new survey that says that it may be indicative of a person's happiness. So, and I'm starting to be very get on board with the idea that, yeah, drinking water and staying hydrated keeps you more on the positive side than you would realize. But there's a new survey that, let's see if I can get this here. What's happening here? What's happening? Okay, there we go. Okay. A new survey of 2,000 Americans that, Chrome's not responding. What the heck? Come on here. What's going on? Let's go ahead and do a reboot here. I'm reading this off of, let's see, let's close the app. Let's bring this up. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm reading this off of my LG Stylo 3 track phone. And but a new survey of 2,000 Americans that asked how much water they consumed on average found that they were three times more likely to feel very happy if they reported drinking enough water. The results show that 67% of responders who drank more than enough water evaluated themselves as very happy, and I'm probably in that 67%, whereas only 21% of those who said they didn't drink enough water said they're very happy. So if they didn't drink, it's 21%, but if you did drink, you're in a higher percentage there. The statistics emerged in a poll conducted by OnePoll on behalf of Ovine. It was revealed that the average American drinks almost 5 glasses of water per day, with the average respondent believe the recommended amount of water per day is only 5 8-ounce glasses. Most experts believe you should drink 8. Once again, those who drank more glasses of water per day were more likely to evaluate themselves as very happy. The 10 plus glasses a day drinkers were statistically the most likely to be very happy, with 80% saying so, and 18% opting for somewhat happy. But interestingly, the results show a steady increase in very happy respondents as a number of glasses of water consumed went up. For example, of those who drank 2 glasses a day, only 34% were able to call themselves very happy. And of those who drank 4 glasses, 45% were very happy. And the most likely group to rate themselves as not very happy, those who drank 0 glasses of water per day, with 24% responding this way. Not only that, but those who drank 10 plus glasses per day were almost likely to rate themselves as very energetic, 82%, and also most likely to rate themselves as very successful. Well, that's an interesting stat there. With the demand of everyday life, living a healthy lifestyle can somewhat be challenging, said CEO Annette Levi of Ovine. Staying hydrated is a big part of that. But staying properly hydrated can be challenging for some, it turns out. According to the stats, 3 in 4 Americans say they are too busy to drink the proper amount of water. That's why you have to acclimate yourself, such as myself, over the last 200 days. And, more so than focusing in on losing weight, I think, for me. But even though they may lack the time, they are not in denial about its benefits. For example, 73% of those surveyed say they are noticeably happier when they feel they've drank enough water, and only half, 54%, feel less productive at work if not properly hydrated. And the top 7 reasons Americans don't drink enough water: I don't feel thirsty that often. I prefer drinking other beverages, which could probably dehydrate you in some cases. No time to get water. Yeah, you should always have time. How can you forget not to drink water? I don't like paying for bottled water. Well, if it's in plastic, I can understand. I don't trust water from the tap. Well, you know, then you need to do something about that. And I don't like the taste of water. Now, when does water have a taste? I know it's clear and cool, and but an actual taste? I never thought about that. But like I said, I've been using this app called Drink Water Reminder. There's probably other ones for the last 200 so days. And the little drop of water says, you stayed hydrated for 200 days. And like I said, my target daily drink target date is 121 ounces of water. So that's about every hour I'm drinking 7 ounces. I've already drank 28 ounces of water since I've been up. I've been up for, how long have we been up? Max is laying back down sleeping on his doggy pillow. But I've been up for about the last hour and a half. So and usually if I'm up that early, I will probably have at least 28 ounces of water in me for the start of the day. Also, I'm still just working on my first cup of coffee. Now, that doesn't count as drinking water. I don't count that. This is pure water. I got a water jug right here, if you can hear it. I got to refill it. I'm at the end of my 28 ounces so far. And usually that'll take me till about around dinner time, and then I sort of even it out a little bit, because if I kept on drinking after dinner, I'll be up every couple hours going to the bathroom and stuff. So, you know, what you're drinking, you're going to have to, it has to exit sometime, or some of it, as I would say, just to keep it on the clean side there. But I generally would have to say, after 200 days, that I've had some bad moments, but I haven't had, just looking at it, I just feel a lot more positive about things. Though I try and keep positive, and that's one of the reasons of doing articles such as this for the Anchor Morning Audio, that I'll probably do one or two more during this audio month, because it's always good to get a, you know, my stick is that on the Anchor Morning Audio, just good news, start off the day with some good news. And you know, because we all know, and this is part of my saying, we all know what the crap news is, or what the news that's not going to go away, and the drama and all that, and we have to deal with that. But if we can deal with it, okay, it's in front of us, I know it's there, but, you know, there's nothing I can do about it right now. So, or, you know, you got to be aware of what's going on around your world, and in some cases have to be engaged and all that. But I think drinking water is very, very important. I used to do a lot of running back in my younger day. I don't do as much now. Hardly any, really, but I know being hydrated as a runner was very important, and it should be just as important throughout your daily lives. Okay, you don't have to be an athlete to drink water. And it always make me wonder when I'm, you know, now I think of it, when I'm, you know, you're watching the news, those there's a Entertainment Tonight which talks about the stars here in the United States, and movie stars and TV stars and stuff. You always see them have a bottle of water in there. And they're always in a good mood, it seems, even though they probably have a lot of drama in their background or something like that. But anyway, they always had a bottle of water and stuff like that. So they're constantly, you know, that right there is an indication. There's an individual trying to keep constantly hydrated. And I'm seeing that more and more so as far as wherever I go. Somebody has a water bottle or a container like me, and I'm very fortunate where I work. There's a lot of water fountains and stuff like that, to where I can get that 7 ounces every hour, or even double up with 14 ounces an hour and stuff like that, to get that 121 ounces. And it's not that much. You just have to remember, you know, you can't be that one, was it part of that percentage there that, oh, I forgot. How can you forget? It's important. You shouldn't forget important things as far as that goes. So, and with that, I'm at 15 minutes here, so I usually like to say that I'm going to exit stage left here, folks, on this day four of NAPOD POMO. And we'll be talking to you in the next one for this audio month, the original audio month, 2019. Hey, y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.